What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a phone call from Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today? Mike, are you there? Mike, are you there? Okay, let's try Tom in Florida. Tom, hello. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Good day to you, Michael. Aloha. Yeah, Michael. Can you hear me, Michael?
You're fading in and out. Could you get your mouth a little closer to the microphone?
Can you hear me now?
Much better.
Okay, Michael. What I want to say is, first off, it seems like Chicago's opened up. They opened up the, I guess the Cronus is over in Chicago. They had 26 shootings over the weekend, 6 dead. So I guess they're back in business. The 6-foot rule doesn't apply. So I guess Chicago's back in business. Also, speaking of Matt Drudge, they had a thing on Drudge the other day, 2 days ago. And, you know, I think Drudge is a homosexual myself, but he's a flip-flopper. But I will say this about Drudge. He does put out some stuff about, like, with the FBI statistics. Michael, did you hear it happened with Baltimore?
Yeah.
Last year's statistics? Okay, in Baltimore, there was 394 murders, and only 81 of them have been solved. So it's like batting, 20%, and the rest of the murders in Baltimore have not been been solved. He's killing these drive-bys, whatever. So that's just, you know, just this insanity, what's going on in our country. The coronavirus didn't stop Chicago or Baltimore or Philadelphia from their insanity, L.A. Nuts. I didn't really call about that. I just had to throw that out at you. But I do want to talk to you about this, Michael. Have you heard about the animal, the pinguling, Michael?
No.
Okay. There's 8 varieties of pinguling. There's 8 species or varieties of the animal, and they're mainly in Indonesia. A lot of them are in China, and they have them in Africa. They look like an armadillo. They call it the pinguling. Matter of fact, in India, they have like, they have hundreds of girls actually sing a song about the animal, the pinguling. You have to see it to believe it. And what's going on with this animal is, I guess, they eat it all over China. I believe they eat it in Africa. It looks like an armadillo. And what's kind of ironic is they don't even know. The Ebola virus, they say it's about monkeys and all that. Well, I think what happened here maybe in this situation with Wuhan is that they had something to do with the pinguling and bat blood. Who knows what they were mixing up in a concoction or something that's like a contagion. I don't know. But in China, they eat the smaller varieties in China. It's called Chinese pinguling, and it's like, I guess it weighs 3 pounds. The other ones get up to 75 pounds in Indonesia. The ones in Africa, I believe, get to 15 pounds. They're an animal like an armadillo. So I'm surprised you haven't heard about that animal. And that's the actual name of it, pinguling. So I found that interesting, fascinating, actually, to see an animal like that, because, honestly, I remember seeing in the southwestern part of Texas, they have armadillos.
Yes.
But you never see, I've never laid eyes on an animal like that until my friend told me about it, and I thought he was lying to me, but he told me no, and I checked it out on the computer, and there's 8 varieties of this creature called the pinguling. And it's, I guess, a delicatessen over there in Asia. So I just thought that was very interesting. Who knows what they were doing with the blood of it? And who knows? But
we know for a fact that the Wuhan lab was working with the pinguling.
Were they?
No, I'm asking you, do we know that for a fact?
Well, I heard the rumor is that's what a few major networks said they were working with the pinguling and a bat. And there's a thing they do in China about a bird sap. They get off the caves. There's like a bird. And they go in there. They make a soup out of this bird vomit. And I guess it's like a delicatessen in China. You ever heard about that?
Yeah, it is. It's called bird's nest soup.
Yeah, bird nest soup. So who knows what they were doing in that lab, Michael? I mean, what, a pingling, a bat, a bird nest soup? Who knows what they were concocting? I honestly don't know, but it's just kind of weird that the media is not really showing you that animal unless you really go research it, the pingling. They don't show you it, like for a 20-minute clip, hey, this is what the animal looks like, you know, and all that. So I just thought that was peculiar. But getting back to what I something else, Michael, I want to get off my chest about. You know, Bill Gates and all these rich billionaires are talking about we have to cut the world population down, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And
not
these guys
them,
got
course.
Billions of dollars to throw out. But in the meantime, these guys in the United States and Asia, Europe and all that, knowing that you're bringing in millions of people, different cultures, and what is their main objective once they get to a country like the United States, Michael? To get on the dole. They want to get free housing.
Yes.
If they can't find a job,
well,
because there's no job.
Promised. That's what they've been promised. You know, if you can get into the United States of America, there's going to be all kinds of free stuff.
Okay, so that's correct. And they had on Matt Drudge today that all these people, all these Americans living in Baja, California, south of San Diego, across the border, they all want to come back now. They're all trying to flee back into the United States. That was on the Breitbart and Drudge. So my point is, in Europe's the same way. Look what's going on in Italy. Okay, the Chinese have bought off the place mainly, and the same here in the United States. You got millions and millions of people out of work right now because of the coronavirus, but you're going to be bringing in millions of more people that don't have no job skills, don't speak the language, don't have the sanitary practices that we have here in this country, Michael. In those countries right now, I'll give you an example. There's no toilet paper. In Cuba, what are they wiping their rear ends with, Michael? Leaves? Banana leaves? I mean, it's absurd that the Democratic Party has allowed the invasion of our country, and nobody is stopping it. Nobody. Trump has not arrested none of these mayors, none of these governors, none of them. They should all be arrested for sanctuary cities. They have not been arrested. They keep getting away with filthy, bloody murder. We don't hear nothing about all the American angel mothers and fathers who lost a loved one. They shut that off the media. Put a stop sign right there, and you better not say nothing about that. That's got to be exposed. What these demon rats are up against, what they're doing to this country, what we're up against with these demon rats. Like Pelosi and all these imbeciles want to give out billions and billions of dollars to illegal aliens. Well, you can't take care of Americans first. Give me a break. It's got to stop and insist right now. I can tell you, I see stories here in South Florida make your head spin when I see how some people are. You realize, Michael, the Miami Herald and the Florida Sun Sentinel have been saying in their papers, basically, white Anglos have fled this area. We're down to 10%. That's a microcosm of the things to come. Am I lying, Michael?
Nope.
No, I'm not. And I can tell you, they're going to fill it up like a bottle, and they're going to watch it explode. That's exactly what their modus of operandi is, these Democrats. And you got some rhino Republicans just as guilty. What they have done to this country, it's shameful. Utterly shameful. And then you have one guy, so, well, you can't beat him. You got to stay in the park. No, you become an independent voter. You think with your brain. Say, I'm not going to be a Republican or a Democrat. I'm going to be independent because I know what's right and what's wrong. That's what's wrong with this country right now. We're being played against each other like fools for a party affiliation. And it's got to stop and desist immediately and become back to what this great country is supposed to be, a free republic for which it stands. And we're not that at all. So anyway, Michael, I had to get that off my chest. And you should be getting something. I have something coming to you soon from the Liberty. So hopefully that will get to you soon.
Are you the one who sent me these T-shirts?
What's that?
I said, are you the one who sent me these T-shirts? Because I got two T-shirts today without a return address or a name.
Well, I got some other stuff coming, Michael. I got you some stickers coming. Okay. Also, I want to say this, Michael. One more thing, and I'll let you go. I know you got other callers. I want to get this off my chest. About the immigration problem we're facing in the United States. It's been since Trump came in there and he started talking about building a wall, building a wall. Michael, do you honestly think the wall is going to stop illegal immigration? Seriously?
No, what's going to stop the illegal immigration is to stop the free stuff.
Thank you.
I've been saying that all along. If they come across that border and they can't get free food and free medicine and free rent and free everything, they're going to turn around and go home again. You know, what's the alternative? They're going to starve in the streets?
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to hit on, Michael. Until we stop cutting all the free Section 8 housing, all these freebies out. Because, again, I had to prove to myself, I was looking on agricultural industry. There's only 2 million people in the whole country, the United States, that are actually in the agricultural industry working, you know, putting food on our tables. I think it was 2.4 million when you factor in all the grocery stores and all that, people working in these stores, putting produce up in the stores. It's like 2.4 million people. So where are these other 30 million, well, these 26 million, 25 million people, what do they do? 1 million cut some grass? What are the other ones doing if they're here illegally? What are they doing?
Collecting welfare.
Collecting welfare off the taxpayers' dime. It's unbelievable. And nobody's stopping it. It's not being stopped. It's off the charts. In the meantime, Americans, black and white, are suffering. For job opportunities, yep. Wages, everything. It's disgusting. And you were talking about a month ago, about all these Indians, what Tucker Carlson had it. Americans are training Indians from India to take over jobs at AT&T, which are very good-paying jobs, actually. $70,000 a year jobs, $60,000 a year, $50,000 a year jobs, a good-paying job. Some areas. Some parts of the country, you make $50,000 a year, you're doing great. Am I lying?
Nope.
So, no. There's a criminal activity that's so perverse, it's disgusting. And it starts with these billionaires, and you got that imbecile Gates, who I don't even want to get into that guy. That guy Gates is a character. That guy looks like evil all over him. That's all I can tell you, Michael. But anyway, and then, you know, and that's another thing. He's giving all this money to Africa and all that. Well, hey, Mr. Gates, I got an idea. Why don't you start taking care of white Americans and Afro-Americans that are in this country? And by the fact, Michael, so you can go, I'll leave you with this thought. There's more poor white people in the United States than any other culture. You know that? Thank you for the time, Michael.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and we're going to see Mike in Kentucky. Are you there on the line?
When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother brought me a cute little toy, but she told me I couldn't do a thing with my ping-a-ling. I get the corona thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Never mind. Anyway.
So what else is on your mind?
I had to look up the lyrics to make that parody because he kept saying ping-a-ling, ping-a-ling all over again and again and again. So just be careful swimming across the creek. And if you won't sing along, it must be because you're playing with your own ping-a-ling. Anyway, it's an old Chuck Berry song. So oil prices earlier, somebody called in, oil prices went into the negative territory a few hours ago. USA Today posted that the May contracts, because nobody wants them, have fell more than 300%, settling minus $37.63 per barrel negative territory.
Wow.
Because there's no place to store it in 3 weeks. There'll be no place to store it. It's going to cost more money to store it than it's worth. So, you got to start cutting off the spigots at the wells and the refineries, I guess. I don't know. You know, what do you do? It'll turn off the big valves up there on the north slope of Alaska.
You let it start driving places.
Well, right. Yeah, it's stupid. I think at this point, we've reached a point of diminishing return. Kentucky, even though the governor says we haven't peaked, I'm looking at the Weather Channel statistics for Kentucky, and it's peaked. I do think that it was here way before the what they think it was. I mean, that Ferguson guy, late March, I think the last Wednesday in March, he went before Parliament. He said, hey, this thing's multiplying way faster than we thought. The replication rate shows that if you do the math, I think January 30th, they detected their first positive confirmed case in England. But if you do the math after they looked at it again, That means half the population was already exposed in mid-January. I have to wonder, like Dale Bigtree and others are wondering, if it was in America way back in October. The Los Angeles numbers may show that if they look
I'm
at...
I'm hearing September.
September. I mean, I had something back last September. A buddy of mine that I know had something, and like mine, it wandered around his head and neck and throat and voice and lungs and back, and you had a fever, and it finally broke for me after about 2 weeks. I mean, I'm doing all the tricks that I knew without going to the doctor. He went and got 2-day course of steroids and knocked it down, and that's exactly what I hear you don't want to do. There's a lawyer and got exposed to it down in Louisiana. His wife was saying that, based on the French, I think, and maybe the English, that you don't take ibuprofen and you don't take steroids because it makes the lung inflammation worse. He ended up on a respirator, and she was trying to make a national news story out of it, but it got eclipsed by a story out of New York, another 45-year-old lawyer, if you go look for it. She was really blaming the Mardi Gras people for that, saying that they should have stopped Mardi Gras. I'll let you go. I don't know if you can tell. I'm getting another call.
All right. Well, Mike, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. You know, it's been a recurring thing that I've talked about again and again, and I think you've mentioned it yourself, but I think it's pretty clear, and it's high time. I mean, the billionaires are saying that they need a population decline. You know, Bill Gates talks about a global population of 500 million. And, you know, there is Thomas Malthus, remember him, the Malthusian theory, where, limited amount of resources and rapidly increasing population, you're going to run out. Well, there's a point to that. And even Gates has a point. We are running out of resources. But what is the number? 65 or 68% of the poorest people in the world, like 60 families have that kind of money, have the same amount of wealth as the 60% of the poorest people in the world or in the country. So the point is that we are running out of resources. We can't afford billionaires anymore. And
I agree.
It's time to whatever the arbitrary number is, a number like 50 million, they can live well and all that, but you can't use us as chess pieces and playthings. That you just can't manipulate wars and markets and points and diseases if that's what's going on. And I don't put that out of the realm of possibility, but we can't afford to have that anymore. But they own governments, they own everything. They make all the laws. They're never accountable to anybody, and they go across borders. It's horrible. But that's my first point, Mike. The second point, which is worrying me, is how do we get out of this? How does the economy recover when there's no housing market, when all the middle and mom and pop and privately owned companies and smaller companies are going to go out of business, and everything else is going to be owned by the banks? There's no engine for recovery. Globalism seems dead. China, Europe can't drag us out. The United States is going to be a complete basket case. So I look at it, and I told you before, I think the first thing we do is end the Federal Reserve. Have a jubilee, as you said, end the Federal Reserve. End the wars, bring the people back, have a massive infrastructure program, and the other thing is confiscate the money from the billionaires. If Jeff Bezos is worth $160 billion, which is something like what he's worth, right there, that's pretty good right there. But what I'm worried about is they won't do, of course they won't do anything like that, because they control everything. The billionaires and the banks control everything. So
they do.
And you've got to, can I hang on for a second, Mike?
Yeah, Peter, stay on the line. I'm going to bring you back after these words from our sponsors.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm? And do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you've got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles, and we're talking about, well, we're talking about wealth inequality and how we've allowed a class of billionaires to grow up amidst us who think that having that kind of money gives them the right to play with planet Earth and its people like some kind of a toy game.
Yeah, exactly, Peter? Mike. And I'm worried about how we're going to pull out of this, because the program that I outlined, it's just not going to happen. And historically, it's been war. And then I look at the things going on, like we just sold, that's what in quotations, we sold Israel. Of course, we'll forgive the debt in no time. Sold Israel $3.7 billion in tanking capability to extend their range. We just... And in this horrible economy, Mike, Lockheed is hiring 5,000 people. Now,
yes.
Who do they sell to? What is all that about? There's not an airline that's going. It's almost grounded, and how does it happen that they're ramping up with 5,000 employees?
Well, and, military sales, most likely.
Yeah, or impending war with somebody we can handle that won't, Venezuela, Iran would be a mistake. they all do, but it just worries me, Mike. And that's my thing for the day. I look at what's going on. We know who's getting rich off this: the billionaires, the bankers. We know who's losing all their rights. We are, and the recovery will be taken out of our children's, you know, hides. They're going to war it out, you know. So, anyways, that's it for me, Mike. Thanks so much.
All right. Well, thanks for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Jim in Brooklyn. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today? Jim in Brooklyn, are you there? Okay, we lost Jim. Let's go to Lisa in West Virginia. Hello, Lisa. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today? We lost Lisa, too. Well, just be that way and see if I care. All right, we're going to go to Stacy in Florida. Hello, Stacy. Welcome to the show. What's up? What's on your mind today?
Oh, thank you, Mike, for taking my call.
You got a real caller.
A couple of quick things. I tend to talk fast because I like to give other listeners a chance to call in. So I'll kind of hurry. This is in response to a particular man. I don't remember his name. He called in a little while ago on your show, and he was like absolutely certain that if you have a motorcycle accident and you're admitted for the motorcycle accident, but you have some kind of kidney issue, that you're absolutely dying from the motorcycle accident. And that is totally absurd, Mike, and you were on him. Your comments equaled the way you were thinking. That can never be determined without an autopsy. Am I right?
Yes, you're correct.
Yeah. So, he threw in. Go ahead.
No, he was out there trying to say that the reason so many people are being diagnosed with coronavirus is that's what brought them into the hospital. But it's not necessarily what they died of. And you're absolutely right. It takes an autopsy to legally determine the cause of death.
Absolutely. He threw out the little words quickly. Oh, he had a kidney issue. Well, we don't know if maybe his kidney was going into shutdown when he was being brought into the emergency room. And we don't know if he was tested for corona, knowing that there many of them are false positive, false negative. Anyway, he might have had regular flu symptoms when they brought him in. So you can't be so sure and say, oh, definitely he died of the motorcycle injury, which could have actually been minor. And and it's so crazy. Anyway, everyone is trying to guess everything, and the fact is, and I will admit it, that we're really in a state of confusion. So we're not supposed to throw out stuff like we're all experts on stuff, because we're not, because even the experts aren't giving us any answers. And I would recommend people, when they start determining for themselves what they think this virus is, simply go to Dr. Lorraine Day's website, 40-plus years being a surgeon in San Francisco, and she talked about what she thought it was. And I would listen to her before I would listen to any layman that doesn't know squat about this virus. And the other thing is people would do good to listen to Steve Elkin's show last night, which would be April 19th, and he talked quite a lot about the uselessness, total uselessness of masks, and you had a couple of people saying how important masks were, and he narrowed it down that with the regular masks that people are using, and the things that motorcycle people wear. Help me out.
Bandanas.
There are more useless. They render like 5% protection. And the other masks that people are using render about 16 or something. Don't quote me. Listen to Steve. Very, very low percentage of protection. So the masks are a big part as well. And are you cutting me off now?
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to have to let you go. We got full phone lines here, and we got to take a break for commercials. Stacy, thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
First of all, Al, please put a mask on. Do it for me. The lemming. The doomsdayer. You know? Second of all, Mike, you do know Soylent Green is people, right?
Yes, I do know Soylent Green is people.
Because that was the book written by him for the movie, right? Like, the movie was based on that method, like that premise, right, where it was like a shortage of food,
yes.
I believe, right?
Yes.
All right, and that Pennsylvania, all right, so seriously, that Pennsylvania caller saying he'd rather die, dude, nobody should be saying that. There's no tyranny. Put your mask on, please. You know, I mean, you are protecting yourself and other people. I mean, besides wearing a bandana, which, yeah, that's true, but, I mean, there's nothing else. If you can't get an N95 or N100, a real one, not a fake one, not a counterfeit. Counterfeit's different than fake, you know? But, like, if you can't get that, a bandana is all you got, you know, you got to wear it, unless you have, like, a gas mask or something. But Mike, you know who I don't get my, and that was Andrew Kaufman. The guy was trying to figure out the last name.
Yeah,
Kaufman.
I just got that in the email. Got that in the email.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Mike, do you notice, I said this last week, It's just like you got virologists that say one thing. You got doctors that say, there's a lot we just don't know about this thing. You know,
no,
just,
and you've got all these people, they want their face on the news, so they'll come out and they'll say all kind. They'll say whatever pops into their head as long as they get some camera time.
Not just news, YouTube. There's a lot of people, they get their guests on, this or that. Oh, by the way, I'm going to plug Steve Elkins here with the mask thing. He was right on that, going back to that. But, like, but masks do protect people, by the way, with the right mask. Okay, but, yeah, there's just a lot of people that are just saying, but, Mike, you know who my... I hate to say it, I'm going to, is Putin. He has postponed / canceled for the immediate future the Victory Day parade. I don't know if you touched on that Friday.
No, we didn't.
But Mike, that's a sign that there's something. It's just more than a seasonal flu. That's what I believe. You know, I could be wrong. You know, I'm not an expert, not a virologist. But, I mean, why would you do that? Did you see the cases in the U.K. and like, Russia are going up? Like, there's
yes.
A lot of deaths in U.K. But, I mean, is there deaths being inflated? Yeah. But there's deaths also being underinflated, right? Like, there's just people dying in their homes, but they're not getting tested. So we don't know if it's worse or not as worse as a thing. But I just wish people would take the more prudent approach. The prudent approach to wear a mask. I mean, wouldn't you rather be? That's an old saying your mom told you: safer than sorry, right? Like it's just a prudent thing to do, even if the bandana or whatever is all you got, you know. And just keeping a certain distance from people. I mean, I think most people, if there was an aisle and there was like three or four people coughing, I think you would be smart enough to move to the next aisle, you know, because you know there's that hoax thing going on. Where people say it's a hoax. I saw that on a lot of those, not a lot, I saw them on a few trucks at the rallies in Michigan and stuff. Says, don't wear a mask, it's a hoax. That, to me, you shouldn't do that. You know, you can write what you want on a truck, but I think that's pretty disingenuous, man. How do you know? You know? You know what I mean? Like, how do they know it's not a hoax? You know, why would Russia cancel the victory parade if it was a hoax? You know, like, there's just a lot that's going on that we don't know, but the prudent thing to do is, you know, I said it before, you got to be street smart, protect yourself and your family, don't be stupid. And going back to that guy in Pennsylvania, Mike, there's no food shortage. I live in New Jersey, it's the densest state in the country, okay? We have food. The reason why you might not have sausages and stuff is because people are sick and they had to close the meat plants down. Tyson's closed. They just closed another Smithfield in Bladen, North Carolina.
Yes.
I don't know if Mark
Hormel shut down one of theirs.
Yeah, and Spam. Yeah, they wouldn't close on a scam or a hoax. Okay, people. So there's obviously something going on here, you know. And Mike, I don't care what anybody says. You and your wife wear a mask, and I'm not buying in. It's just old people. People are dying in their homes. There was a 5-year-old girl who died in, was it Chicago or Detroit? She might have had underlying conditions, but don't we all have some kind of conditions? Like somebody might have slightly high blood pressure, slightly obese. We all have frailties in our body. We don't know. We don't know how our immune system is going to deal with this thing. And remember, there's multiple strains. One strain might not be as bad as the other. We don't know. You notice your federal government doesn't even know, like the woman who called from Florida. So it's just, like I said, the prudent thing to do is to be smart about this. You know, and going back to work, sure, everybody wants to get back to work, but the problem is you got to do it surgically and smart. You just can't all go rushing back to work. What do you think is going to happen then? If everybody goes rushing back to the beaches, you know, you'll just have you'll be back, you might be worse. Maybe worse than where it started. I don't know. Back to the beginning. I don't know. You know. But there was one more thing I was going to say, Mike, and I just totally forgot because I get upset.
Well, Ben, thank you for the phone call.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Mike. Mike, you take care of yourself. You know, everybody who calls in, even if you don't like me, you know, I want everybody to take care of themselves because, like I said, we don't know what is going on, really. Okay. Mike,
that's
have a good
the
night.
Biggest problem. been the biggest problem all along, is we don't have any certain information whatsoever. All right, back to the phones to Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hi there. I think I wanted to rebut what that guy was saying about how he wanted Bill Gates' attention, and the answer is you may want the money, you don't want the results, because what Bill Gates did, it wasn't just an experiment. It has been quite, it's right there on a TED Talk where what Bill Gates wanted from vaccines was depopulation. And there were like 500,000 African people that wound up getting paralyzed. I guess you'd have to look up the numbers to figure out how many people actually died as a result of these vaccines that are not about benefiting the people. And that's the principle is that there are stated goals that are sold to the people that typically fail miserably because that's not what it's really about. And then the real issue is the unstated goal, which is if when the people find out about the unstated goal, they wouldn't stand for it. And that's the thing that people need to understand is that the stated goal is just there for the theatrics, the political optics of making it look like something to benefit the people when it's really not. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense, and there have been several scandals throughout the years where free vaccines that are being put on out, supposedly to combat typhus or something, turn out to actually sterilize women so they can't have babies anymore.
Yeah, and that's part of the thing that happened in Africa, too. Yeah, I'd like to see that those funds go to something. It would be one thing if vaccines were legitimately about helping the immune system develop. Because I don't know if you've had a chance to check out Shiva4Senate.com, but he explains what we need to do is to boost the immune system naturally with, like, vitamin C, B, and A. And, you know, like, getting sunlight does a lot of person a lot of good. But the thing is that vaccines could be a good thing if they were done legitimately instead of as a pretext for something else. Fair enough? Well, I got work to do, so it's nice talking with you. Hope you're doing well up there in Indiana. Okay?
All right, we're doing fine. Right? I'm sorry?
You're up in Indiana nowadays, right?
Yeah, I'm in Indiana right now. I'm in the town of Santa Claus.
Okay. Have a good one. Be safe, okay?
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. We're going to switch over to Dave in Nevada. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing great.
I just wanted to respond really quickly to the caller previous to the last one. He was making the argument that you should just do something just to be safe. That's essentially what the government argument is. Just do what we tell you just to be safe. And everything that they tell you to do is completely, to a certain extent, like standing 6 feet apart, doing all this stuff, staying inside of your house. All this is based on that same argument. Just do what we tell you just to be safe. To what extent are we going to keep going and how far? I mean, it's going to get to the point where people are going to have like measuring sticks in terms of how far we're going to be able to stand next to each other. And the reason why I'm saying this, I've had people yell at me. Like, I was standing in front of a shopping, in front of a grocery store, and some lady, she walked up to me, and she yelled at me because I was standing there, and she was coming towards me, and she was saying I wasn't 6 feet away from her. Okay, she was yelling at me. She was a little off, but I've got into other arguments like this, and it's just like you're not standing on the sticker. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. And that's the problem with what I have with this argument is just do what we say just to be on the safer side. How far is that going to go? You see? And the argument, well, just do it until it's over. Until what's over? Like, how do you know it's going to be over? You see? They can carry on this. They can make this kind of vague argument until the cows come home, and then everything is taken away from you. It's endless. Okay.
They've already discovered that 6 feet is not enough distance. That in fact,
exactly.
You know, 18 to 27 feet is the numbers I keep hearing. And we know the masks are not 100% effective. And, you know, this woman apparently was one of those individuals who any excuse to exert authority is going to be there. And you're right. She approached you. If she was concerned about the distance, she could have hung back maybe on one more sticker away. You know, we certainly can't live the rest of our lives in face masks and maintaining 6 feet of separation. The country won't survive that.
But the thing is, you're kind of pointing to something that's really interesting, is that it's empowering certain, it's not even the government, it's just individuals, just on a daily level. It's giving them sense of authority to tell you what to do. And we're going to become this snitch society. Where people are going to start taking pictures of each other, and they're going to start snitching on each other for not standing exactly 20 feet apart. Okay, that's the problem that I have. The other thing is that people keep asking for Donald Trump to do this and Bill Gates, don't do that. Well, you're not going to be able to tell these people because they don't even hear you. And the thing is, the problem has been the government, and I include Bill Gates in that general category of government. I think he's part of the government, and in a very surreptitious way. But he is part of the government, and so is Donald Trump. The government's been the whole problem to begin with. So when they're asking for something, when they're asking for this or that person to, he needs to do this or do that, they're asking for the same thing over and over again. No, the only way that I really think that we're going to get out of this or survive it, not even like prosper, but just get out of this, like, you know, just, you know, with the clothes on our back, is people are going to help each other out and not really ask for any kind of assistance. And when people are listening to what the government's saying, they're, Even if the government lifts some of the restrictions, you're doing what the government's telling you anyways. Either way, and it's time for people to just separate themselves from whatever they tell you to begin with. And if your kids are out of school, don't send them back, because you're not gonna like what's going to be required of your kids once they get back to school. I mean, I can't imagine what the new restrictions are going to be.
Or more importantly, what they're going to ask your kids, what the parents were doing. You know, did your parents maintain 6 feet of separation? Did your parents wear masks? They're going to be collecting all that information.
And that's the real issue, is that this thing is really, America's already been divided. This issue with whether or not you believe this thing is real or not, or whether you believe the masks are effective or not, it's just dividing people right down to the very minutia of their daily lives. It's dividing them even more. Like the example that I just gave you.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So anyways, that's what I wanted to leave you with.
All right, Dave, thank you very much for the phone call. We're rushing up toward the end of the show here. I'm going to try and get through these last few phone calls here, and let's go to Emmerich in Vancouver. Hello, Emmerich. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. Listen, well, this coronavirus, it's all turned out, well, it's politicized. It's political. It's not really the danger. I keep looking at the worldometers. I don't know if you've gone there at all. The growth
in
the population. Today, net population growth, 137,000. That's, you know, It's a problem. The population growth is definitely a problem. They should address that. I think the fair way to address it would be maybe no more than two kids per family. And that way, eventually, over time, that meter would reverse. Nobody would decide who comes, who goes, who stays, just two kids per family. So, and as far as this, you know, The death of, what is it now, 170,000 people that died since at least World Meter has been tracking it, which is January 22nd. Well, there's more people that die from pool water. That's caused by water, 255,000 this year. You know, how many people died today of hunger? 18,000, almost 19,000 people died from hunger. Why isn't that more important? How many people died today from coronavirus? I don't think it's 18,000 or 19,000. Not today, not in one day. You know, and none of this is even talked about. Seasonal flu death is 147,000. Communicable diseases this year, almost 4 million. 3,932,000. And then nobody says anything that, road traffic accidents, fatalities is 408,000.
So, medical mistakes.
And 170,000, we got all this fear-mongering, all this, it's not any kind of a world extinction event.
Emmerich, I got to let you go. We got to take a final break for commercials. We've got two more calls to get through when we come back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443. At 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here real fast. Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike.
You're on the air.
Oh, this is Tom in Utah.
Yes.
Just wanted to kind of, reinforce the advice of the young lady before when she recommended Lorraine Day's information. When I was assigned up at Petaluma, I would do a circuit of UC Davis, Cal Poly Tech, Berkeley, and University of California, San Francisco. And I had to fine-tune Lorraine on the pathology, marine pathology that was, you know, as our work at Petaluma. So I really recommend people that if they want to improve their health and boost their immune system and avoid the pathogens, read Lorraine Day's books, plural. I know she did Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore. I used to go stay with her and her husband down at Palm Desert where they moved to. But also another book, The China Study, by Dr. T. Colin Campbell. Both of those materials are excellent. Don't go to the Barnes & Noble Pathology for Dummies section, please. I hear so much nonsense, it drives me cuckoo. But I dare not say anything because everybody says, oh, that's not the voice I hear, that's not the information I hear. But the fact is, you've given so little truth, it's pathetic. And these creeps that are running this tyranny ought to be removed from the planet. But anyway...
All right, well, anyway, Tom, thanks an awful lot for the phone call, and thanks for the recommendation. We're going to switch to Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, wrapping you up. Bottom line, I want to give people an article. Take a look. It's 11 pages. Now, if we won't do the work to educate ourselves and understand who's doing this and how complicated and how long they've been doing it, this paper's called Mycoplasma, The Linking Pathogen in Neurosystemic Diseases by Professor Donald Scott. It was out in 2001. And for people, turn your little phone recorders on, http://www.whale-fish.to/m-as-in-mary/scott-7.html. And because there's a lot of people kind of writing off this article, but it basically talks about that we've been in biological warfare and biological development of these pathogens to kill the population for a long time. People, we need to unite in truth, support the Constitution. I understand that people get sick and a lot of people can die from this. It's true. I've had mycoplasma pneumonia. It was god-awful. But the bottom line is, there you go. And so what's the solution? For medical doctors, they say tetracycline low dose 3 times a week, like acne treatment, for 1 to 2 years. No, honey, you better get that stuff out of there. And super silver, 40 parts per million. Great stuff. I tell you what, I want to call John and tell him carry it on his store. But that's one of the only things that I can use to get rid of mycoplasma if I can't use frequency equipment on it. But here's the big deal. When you have these people nudging us toward giving up our freedoms, oh, just do it to help the people that are scared. Oh, just go along, just go along. No, that's not what America is about. If you're concerned for your health, Dr. Sherry Rogers, she does a show every Friday with Dan from the Power Hour, thepowerhour.com. Listen to the second hour for the last several weeks. She hosted the show this past Friday. She's telling you this thing's coming around with a vengeance, and it's going to be back here in November. So we better deal with it now, or they're going to be shutting down elections. Okay, thank you, dear.
Okay, yeah, got to let you go here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Don't forget the Frontside Training Academy deal. That's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We don't know that it's going to be repeated in the any time in the future. Please, if you can't afford $500 for the Frontside deal, donate what you can to whatreallyhappened.com and to RBN. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Listening to
to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.